Hi, my name is Lisa. We are at the Gawler Sustainable Festival here in Tiny Park this morning, and I've got Malcolm, who has just done a workshop on edible weeds, and it was really fascinating. So would you be able to have a chat to me about, I guess, how you first became really passionate about edible weeds and the different uses?
Okay, well, I've been interested for years since I was travelling through Asia, and I learned a lot about traditional medicines over there. And came back here, and yeah, things went on for a while. And it was really the Tony Abbott government getting in that started me off. I sort of started looking. I'm on a disability pension, unfortunately, and I started losing like big chunks of money, and they kept cutting allowances and things. So I looked at gardening for myself and for just producing all our own stuff, and also learning what was around. I figured there's enough around here to supply most of our needs, just going to waste. So I started to study that and to learn about that, and then I joined the Transition Gawler group, the Facebook group, the chat group there, and then started putting up pictures of my garden, so I was very proud of that. And then people kept saying, oh, you should do more, so we formed a little herbalist group online, and none of us, it's all kitchen herbalism, we call it Gawler Kitchen Herbalists. Is the name, and it's just about really low-tech grassroots stuff. And I realized looking around that we need more grassroots stuff, and much more grassroots than weeds.
Literally, in your case, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can even eat kikuyu roots. They're a diuretic, so they'll make you go to the toilet, see?
And one thing that I notice is a lot of the stuff that you brought and we're talking about today is just stuff that we all have in our backyard that we just rip out and throw in the green bin, you know? And I don't know whether you want to talk about a few bits and pieces.
Well, I'd just like to say that, you know, for the talk this morning, we live on Rice Avenue, Gawler South, and this is Pioneer Park. I picked everything on the way through from Rice Avenue, Gawler South to here, so it was as fresh. And it's on the roadside, so everybody can see this every day.
That's fascinating.
To me, that like, I mean, obviously they're a little bit wilted by now because of the heat, but the idea was, you know, this is what I could get in half hour. So just drive, you know, drive, stop, drive, stop, drive, stop. So if people can get to know some of these plants, then it's going to be really beneficial if things get tougher.
And I guess what, different, like you said, some of the grasses here is a good diuretic, and I guess so some of these foods, as much as people would go, oh, these are just weeds on the side of the road, these are what, foods that you can use for, I guess, a herbal use or for having with your lunch or your dinner in a salad and things like that.
So look at blackberry nightshade. It's a solanum, so it's related to potatoes, tomatoes. Now, all solanums have a compound in them which is toxic, but it's in different concentrations in different parts. And like potatoes, we can eat the tubers, but not the leaves, for example. Whereas this one, we can eat the leaves and the berries when they're black. So they're related to tomatoes. If you have a look at one, I'll pull up one now. We're both eating one as we talk. Ooh. If you give it a squeeze, you get all the little seeds there, just like a tomato, see?
Cool. It looks like a tomato. It looks like a blueberry, a little blueberry, but inside it's like a tomato.
Tomato, yeah.
That's fascinating.
You only eat the black ones. When they just fall off of the bush, then that's when you can eat them. When they're green, they'll upset your stomach a bit.
Yeah, for those who cannot taste these, it just tastes like a cherry tomato. Like a little black cherry tomato, and it was so yummy. And I'm not a big raw tomato fan, and I loved it. It was really nice.
And last year we salvaged a 4 or 5 inch one from the verge at the verge garden, put it in our garden, and just kept it watered and fed like a normal vegetable. And we stopped measuring when we'd got 3 kilos of berries off of it.
Oh, fantastic.
Not all at once, because they don't all ripen at once, but like 1 week we'd have 500 grams, the next week a little bit more. And eventually it came time to change some of the veggies around for the season. And we've made our point with this plant. So 3 kilos for one bush.
And that's just a weed that usually someone would just rip out the ground and put it in the bin. It's incredible. And so I don't know whether this is a bit of a strange question, but it's something that's always kind of puzzled me. What defines a weed and what defines a useful plant, if a lot of the weeds that are in the garden are things that are useful?
It's just a commercial thing, you know. Industrial agriculture, pesticide companies and things need something to use their product on. So anything that's not I think doesn't directly turn a buck, is a weed. So the traditional thing is a weed is a plant where you don't want it. But sometimes, yeah, the weed might be coming up for a reason. They're good indicators of soil conditions as well. Yeah, you can look at some, I know some weeds, some particular things, and I know the soil conditions underneath. So if I get them in my garden, I know, okay, this needs a little bit more of this, a little bit less of that. And it's great, you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I've literally just grabbed Malcolm straight out of a workshop and forced him into an interview. So thank you so much. And I guess if people are looking to find you or find more information, you said you had there's a herbalist online group.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook group called Gawler Kitchen Herbalists. It's a closed group because we got a few spammers at the beginning. So just send an application to join, or a join request, they call it, I think.
Yep.
And it's no problems. And also we have an online blog about the house and the garden and all the stuff that I'm doing, which is ligaya.online.
Excellent.
And also we have a blog on another platform called Steemit as well, which is Ligaya Gardener. LIGAYA Gardener, one word.
Fantastic.
On Steemit as well, if you're on that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. No worries. I really appreciate it.
You had a good time today.
Yeah, wonderful. Have a good day.